Good afternoon, everyone. Nasa second week na tayo ng series natin, Legit. Right now, we are in our second week of the series. Last week, we've been talking about the question, who do you say I am? Talking about who do you say I am, who do we say who Jesus is in your life? And I hope that you've learned that just as the revelation of God through Peter, that He is the Messiah, the Son of the Living God, the Savior, I hope Jesus is your Savior as well. Not only in eternal life, pag namatay ka, pero every single day, do you acknowledge, and I hope, and that is my prayer, our prayer, that you acknowledge God would save you every step of the day. Okay, kahit anong trouble pa yan, God would always save you. And this week, we'll be talking about why are you so afraid? Tignan mo yung katabi mo. Okay. Third week, next week. We'll be talking about why do you call me Lord, Lord? And last week, we'll be talking about do you want to be well? And now, okay, yung pag-uusapan nga natin, the second question, why are you so afraid? And let me show you some ridiculous, top five, okay, na fears of men. Sino may katabi ka mukhang matatakutin? Okay, yung katabi mo mukhang matapang, okay? Tapang ba? Yung mukhang copy ko? Di ba? Matapang eh. Sige, top five. Top five. Sino nakakaalam nito? Sinophobia. Sino nakakaalam? Fear of dogs. So, sino kilala? May kilala kang takot sa aso? Sino? 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 Ayan, okay. Sino may kilala takot sa aso? Kahit chihuahua lang, di ba? Yung talagang ganun lang kaliit, pero takot na takot ka. Alright, di ba? Lalo na kung ganyan. Okay, number four. Top four. Pag-usapan natin. Acrophobia. Sino nakakaalam nito? Sige, hula. Fear of heights. Tama. Okay, sino may ganun kakakilala? Yung katabi mo, ganun. Okay, fear of heights. Takot siya sa matatangkad. Ay, hindi, mali. Okay. Takot siya sa matataas. Alright, di ba? Yung pag tumatawid lang overpass, kala mo makakapit eh, no? Overpass lang naman, di ba? Fear of heights. Sino may ganyan? Okay, honestly, yung may ganun, okay? Okay lang yon. One time, sana makapag bungee jumping. Top three. Ito, sino nakakaalam nito? Hemophobia. Fear of? Blood. Okay, sino takot sa dugo? Akin yung kuchilyo. Number two, ito, it's a tie. Okay, so number two, it's a tie. Sino nakakaalam ito? Cancerphobia. Sino nakakaalam yan? Fear of? Ipis. Sabi ipis! May cancer, phobia. Meron siya. Diba? Sino takot dyan? Lalo na yung nakaganyan, diba? Ipis. Diba? Walang machong lalaki sa ipis na lumilipad. Sobrang bilib ako sa taong di takot sa ipis, diba? Sino di takot sa ipis? Oo, talaga? Subukan nga natin. Ilabas! Diba yung grabe bilib ako sa mga taong pumatay ng ipis parang lamok, diba? It's a tie. Pangalawa, okay. Pangalawa niyan. Sino nakaalam niya sa number two, it's a tie. Musophobia. Sino nakaalam niyan? Fear of rats. Okay, sino? Yuck! Kadiran, laki! Ayan, kung meron akong kinakatatakutan, ito, yung mga dagang ganto kalaki, okay? Kadire, okay? Number one, nyctophobia. Darkness. Tingin sa katabi mo. Okay, oh, kakatakot. Okay. Sino yung takot sa dilem, di ba? Bakit? Di ba yung tipong pagkatutulog na, di ba, madilim na, sarado na yung ilaw, kailangan nakakumot, bawal lumabas yung isang daliri ng paa, baka may kumuha. O, di ba? Okay, ayaw mong bumaba sa mga ganyang madidilim na hallway, baka makita ka white lady, black lady, red lady, blue lady, lady divina, okay? Si lady, okay? Baka makita, takot sa dilem. Sino takot sa dilem, okay? Okay, madami-dami din. Alright. And we'll be talking about fears, okay? Meron pang top eh. Actually, hindi na top to. Pero fear of students. Ano ba yung fear ng mga estudyante? Sino yung natatakot sa exam? Oh, may quiz tayo. Ayoko na! Takot ka sa exam eh, no? Hindi yung magsagutan, di ba? Fear of parents, di ba? Sino yung laging ano? Tara, sama ka. Ayoko, papagalitan ako eh. Okay. Di ba? Fear of failing parents. Fear of rejection. Sino ganon? Mga estudyante. Minsan nagtanong ka, do you like me? Sabi sa'yo, no. Ah, sige, thank you, survey lang. Okay? Kasi sakit eh, di ba? Alis ka na lang. No, fear of rejection. Fear of mawala siya, di ba? May ganun ba? Grabe, no? Talking about many different fears, listen, talking about many different fears, it's a legit feeling, di ba? Legitimate feeling that paralyzes us. Di ba? Hindi ka makagalaw, hindi ka makadiskarte, di ba? Pag katulad nung nangyari sa akin, katapat ko na yung daga. Okay? Hindi, nakakatakot, okay? So it would paralyze you. And many different, petty lang, okay, maliit. Pero kung malalaking bagay, actually, when you fear something or you fear situations around you, it paralyzes you. Tama? Hindi ka makapag-isip ng mabuti, hindi ka makatulog, hindi ka mapakali. Yung nagigising ka sa madaling araw, pawis na pawis ka, di ba? Tapos, ganun ka lang ganun, di ba? Tapos pagtingin mo, okay. Tapos nagising ka ulit, ay, panaginip lang pala ulit. Okay. You fear, okay? And when we fear, it paralyzes us. And talking about the question that Jesus has asked the disciples, he's really talking about fear as real. Fear is definitely real. We all have different fears. It may be as small as a cockroach or ipis or sa dilim, pero when it comes to situations around us, we come to a point that there's fear also. But in the midst of Jesus, bakit niya tinanong to? Why are you so afraid? Let's go to the story in Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. Nakikita natin, bakit nga ba takot yung disciples? And I hope you have your Bibles with you. Let me invite everyone to stand up. Let's read this together. Okay, sige, basahin natin to. Verse 35 says, "On that day when evening had come, he said to them," Jesus said to the disciples, "let us go across to the other side," leaving the crowd. They took him with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion, and they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Let's bow down and pray. Lord, thank you for your word. We pray that in the different fears and storms in our lives, God, we pray that we would not be afraid. That we would see you being with us. Open our eyes and our minds and our hearts, Lord God, to listen to your word and know that you are always with us, God. There's nothing to be afraid of. Thank you, Lord. As we listen to your word, may it go deep in our hearts so that we would apply it in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead and take your seat. Okay, let's go back to verse 35. At this time, Jesus just finished preaching, okay, for about a day to many people. If you would look through your Bibles right now, tignan nyo, taas nyo yung chapter 4, makikita nyo, Jesus was teaching different parables to many people at that very time. And then, after that very preaching, after doing ministry, okay, they were on a journey. That's why Jesus said to them, okay, "Let us go across to the other side." After doing ministry on this land, gusto nilang pumunta on the other side so that he would be able to minister also. He was on a mission. Him and the disciples were on a mission. That's why they left. And where they went, okay, 37, verse 37 says, "A great windstorm arose and waves were breaking into the boat so that the boat was already filling. And where they were passing through was the Sea of Galilee." Sino sa inyo nakakaalam ng Sea of Galilee? Sino nakapunta na doon? Ayan, yung Sea of Galilee. Ako yan, pinicturean ko nung nandun ako. Joke lang, okay. With my dieseler, okay. If you would see, Sea of Galilee is not actually a sea, it's a lake. Alright? Ewan ko kung bakit sea. Okay na yun, alright. Huwag na natin problema, hindi naman mababago yung buhay natin, okay? So, it's a lake. And a lake surrounded by hills, and it's a deep lake, 680 feet below. Okay, ganun kalalim. So, parang mangkok. Alright? Malalim, and then surrounded by hills, so parang mangkok nga yung kanyang setup. And that's why, kung makakakuha, kung tatry nyo, di ba? Yung mangkok, try nyo yung hipan, tapat nyo sa electric fan, di ba umiikot? Yung tubig, tama. Yung, hindi yung mangkok, ha? Grabe, electric pa na, lakas, ha? Hindi, yung tubig, di ba? So that it would, ganun din yung situation. So pag humahangin, dahil nga madaming nakapaligid na hills or kung saan siya, kung paano yung pagkakagawa sa kanya or yung build niya, okay. So it's really just normal that storms would come in and waves would come in the Sea of Galilee. It's just very normal that Sea of Galilee has storms. So yung nangyari sa kanila, normal na pangyayari lang pala talaga yun. All right? And they have to understand that because they were fishermen by profession. The disciples, around 7 who were with Jesus at that boat, were fishermen, and they know about that. Normal lang yun. And it's like Philippines. When you talk about our nation, di ba laging may bagyo? Tama? Yung bagyo sa Pilipinas, alam niyo ba kung paano pangalanan? A to Z. Di ba? Lumalagpas pa ng Z. Bakit? Okay, kasi kung titingnan natin yung profile ng Philippine risk profile, sabi dito, Philippines is located along the typhoon belt in the Pacific, making it vulnerable to typhoons and tsunamis. Average of 20 typhoons yearly and 7 are destructive. So ganun pala yun. So sabi pa dito, located along the Pacific Ring of Fire between two tectonic plates, Eurasian and Pacific, which are a volcanic and earthquake generators. 22 active volcanoes, okay? So bukod pa natin yun, pero yung bagyo lang, posible at laging nangyayari dahil yung Pilipinas ay nasa typhoon belt. That's why there's always a storm in the Philippines. It's because of its location. Hindi dahil may ginawa tayong masama. Okay, corrupt tayo bilang bansa. Pinabagyo tuloy tayo. Hindi ganun yun, okay? Location lang. Alright? Ayon sa studies. So, it's just but normal. Sino sa inyo dito? Parang normal na lang sa inyo. Init-init ng araw, di ba? Tapos maya-maya umuulan na. Magre-reklamo pa ba tayo? Eh, normal na yun. Lagi nang nangyayari yun. Sinasabi mo pa, ay, may kinakasal na tikbalang. Kasi habang araw, umuulan. Hindi, okay, tropical. Okay, yung location natin, always prone. Just like the Sea of Galilee, okay, Philippines is always prone to storms because of the typhoon belt. Philippines is in the typhoon belt. And I would like you to know, and I would want you to be encouraged, that life is in the typhoon belt. Life in itself, all of our lives is in the typhoon belt. Hindi dahil may ginawa kang masama. Sometimes, yes. But at many times, may problema, may storms, may pinagdadaanan because yung buhay mo is prone to storms and typhoons. Buhay natin is always prone to typhoons. If the Sea of Galilee is prone to typhoons, our lives is in the typhoon belt. Prone to different challenges and problems. So huwag ka na magtaka. Huwag ka na magtaka na ganun pala yun. It exposes, and our lives are always exposed to storms. Kaya nga sinasabi, in one of the writings in the Bible by James chapter 1, verse 2 says, "Consider it, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness." And ang sinabi dyan, the word was when. Sabihin nyo, when. And it's not if. Kasi kung if, pag sinabi, kung meron lang naman. So kung sakaling may problema ka, hindi eh. Pero sinabi dito, when it said, okay, it means it will surely come. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, you are in the typhoon belt. Sabi mo sa kabila, the problems will surely come. O, na-encourage ka ba? Ay, grabe, na-lift up ako. Okay. Okay. Ikaw palang problema na. Huwag naman sana, di ba? Pero that's the reality of life. Even the Bible says, when you meet trials of various kinds, in different translation of the Bible, trials of many kinds, various, iba-iba, different kinds, madami pa pala. Sino sa inyo may problema ka sa buhay? Okay, iba wala. Lord, hindi, okay, wag na lang. Magkakaroon din yan, okay, prone kasi yan eh. That's why we'll be, kaya pala, di ba, wag na tayong mabigla that there are storms in life. We are all in a typhoon belt of life. Sino sa inyo may pinagdaanan na kayong financial storms? Probably some of you are in financial storms today. Baon na lang, pinoproblema pa. Minsan, wala ka lang extra rice, di ba? Problema na. Paano naman? may iba, tuition fee na yung pinag-uusapan, pagkainan ng pamilya, financial storms. Others would come and face family storms, problema sa pamilya, hindi nagkakaayos. And to some, probably, ang tagal na ng family storm na to, Lord. And naayos na yung problema. Ito, may nag-away na naman sa pamilya. Family storms. Academic storms. Sino nagkaroon ng academic storms? Ayan, oh, grabe, dami. Oh. Ramdam na ramdam mo yung 7, eh, okay? Paparamdam, eh. Academic storms. So, yung iba, mental storms. Sino may mental storms dyan? Diba yung... yung dahil sa academic storms, wala na, nabuang na, di ba? Nabaliw na. Okay, nasan ako? Sino to? Okay, bakit? Nagkanda, gulo-gulo na yung buhay dahil sa storms sa buhay. Okay. Relational storms, di ba? Sino may katampuhan? Si Bes, katampuhan mo, di ba? Dati sabay kayo mag-lunch, ngayon hindi na. Eh, kasi nagtampo ka eh. Pakopya lang assignment, ayaw mo. Eh, tamad mo kasi. Okay, away na, di ba? Relational storms, di ba? Romantic storms, di ba? Ikaw lang gumagawa ng problema na yun eh. Minsan, di ba, okay? Nangyayari. But, to think about it, okay? Many different storms come across our life, di ba? Kahit tapos na yung pinagdaanan, okay? Okay, challenge, okay, accepted, tapos na, hinarap, okay na. Pero bakit maya-maya may problema na naman? Bakit hindi natatapos? Di ba, may calculus 1, may calculus 2 pa. Laging may problema ulit, but that's the way it is. Storms are a part of life. Huwag ka na magulat. So to the disciples, probably thinking ni Jesus, ba't nagulat pa kayo? Hindi nyo ba alam na, di ba fishermen kayo? They were fishermen and dapat di na sila nagugulat na ganun yung condition ng Sea of Galilee. And tayo, huwag na tayong magulat kung may problema tayo. It is just a part of life. Storms are a part of life. And that's why sila, sabi ko nga, di ba, the disciples were professional fishermen. Specifically, the people who were with Jesus on the boat, sila kasi, alam nila yung kondisyon ng Sea of Galilee. Dahil nga fishermen sila, prone sa bagyo, ganyan. So ngayon, sabi nila, verse 36, balikan lang natin. And leaving the crowd, they took him. Okay, mauutak tong disciples. Sabi nila, oh sige, sama na natin si Jesus sa boat natin, tara. Jesus, dito ka. Kasi sabi, di ba, they were with other boats. Pero sa kanila, kinuha nila si Jesus. Jesus, dito ka na lang. Because to them, feeling nila, pagkasama na si Jesus, ay, safe na itay. Safe na to. Okay na ako dito. For example, when I played basketball, nung staff summit, okay, we had a training, okay, 3-day training for all campus missionaries around the Philippines, okay, buong Pilipinas. So ngayon, in that basketball game, okay, late ako dumating, nang onti lang naman, okay. So pagdating ko, iba may kakampi na, kulang pa daw to, apat pa lang, ayoko sumali, maliliit eh. Tapos, kumampe ko dito. Nakita ko si Pastor Owie, yung pastor natin sa Ortigas, okay, campus director natin. Tapos nakita ko si Pastor Robert Gonzalez. He is our campus director in Makati. And alam niyo kung ano height nun? Tanungin niyo ako. 6'3". Di ba, laki? Tapos, professional basketball player yun bago nagpastor. Bago nag-campus missionary. In MBA. Okay, in his time. So, kulang pa sila. Ako na lang, dito na ako. Kulang pa sila, di ba? Sabi ko, oh, kampi nyo na ako, okay na. Sinadya ko talaga, wag mo. Pagka naghahanap ng kampi, di ba? Kunyari, nag-ano pa ako, stretching. Pero nung sila na, oh, ako na lang. Kasi alam, kapit ako sa malakas eh. Malakas to eh. Safe na yung basketball game ko dito kasi pride yung nakataya dito, dignidad. Kasi buong Pilipinas, kalaban mo. Di ba? Buong Pilipinas eh. Lahat ng campus missionary sa buong Pilipinas. Tapos true enough, champion kami. Unting tira lang, ganun. Kasi may re-rebound, 6-3 yun eh. Okay. So, kapit ako sa malakas. And that was the same thing with the disciples. Si Jesus, ginawa nilang lucky charm. Jesus, dito ka sa boat namin. Eh, Lord, to eh. Wala nang bagyo yan. Kapit sa malakas. Minsan tayo, saan tayo kumakapit? Sa akala natin malakas. And minsan, oo, kay Jesus tayo kumakapit. Sabi natin, okay na, kay Jesus na ako, sinurrender ko na yung life ko. Pero bakit nung simula nag-surrender ako ng life ko, Jesus, bakit ang dami bigla ng problema? Bakit andito yung magulang ko? Ayaw ko pa atinin dito. Sinasabihan pa ako, ayun ba yung natututunan mo sa church? ka na pumunta doon? Eh bakit ngayon, Lord, nag-start na ako mag-victory group? Ngayon, saka naman ako inaaway ng mga kaibigan ko. Eh Lord, nasa victory group na ako, kapit na nga ako sa'yo eh. Tapos saka pa may problema. Bakit kung kailan naman, Lord, nag-ministry ako? Nag-serve ako, nag-usher ako, lahat niningitian ko. Kahit di akong niningitian, nakangiti ako. Bakit bagsak yung grades ko, Lord? Eh baka kasi di ka nag-aaral, yun lang yan. Sometimes iniisip natin, pag part ka na dito ng church, pag in-accept mo na si Jesus, basta may relationship ka kay Jesus, may victory group ka na, nag-uwanto ka, nag-ministry ka pa, perfect attendance ka dito, akala natin, kapit tayo sa malakas, wala nang problema. But storms are a part of life. Hindi question yung kung kailan na kay Lord na ako. But you know what? Yes, na kay Lord ko na, pero may storms pa din. That was the situation of the disciples on the boat. Si Jesus nasa ano nila. Yun nga lang, verse 38, nakalagay dito. But he was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. Si Jesus tulog. Lord, may bagyo, tulog ka. Lord, oh, mamamatay na tayo. Ba't tulog ka pa rin? We're thinking na, Lord, ba't wala kang ginagawa? And alam naman na nga nila yung condition bilang fishermen that the Sea of Galilee, ganun talaga biglaan yung storms dyan. And now ngayon, nagpapanik na sila. But in the midst of the storm happening around them, alam nyo, may storm din na nangyari sa puso nila. There was suddenly a storm in their hearts crying out for their lives. Outside storms sometimes, okay? In our lives, form storms inside of us. Dahil ito na nga yung pangyayari, may problema na nga sa bahay, may problema pa sa school, may problema pa ako sa sarili ko, sa mga kaibigan, kahit saan, it forms a problem inside of us, a storm called fear. And why was Jesus sleeping? Because he wanted to drive a point to the disciples at this very time. Alam ni Jesus nag-aalboroto yung Sea of Galilee. Alam ng lahat yun. Alam ng disciples yun kasi fishermen sila. But fear came into the picture, into the hearts of the disciples. And fear sometimes clouds. And it's a storm inside of our hearts and of our lives. It paralyzes us. Hindi ka tuloy ngayon makapag-isip, hindi ka makadiskard, hindi ka makapag-aral na mabuti. Ayaw mo na pumunta dito. Because there's fear. Na parang sinasabi, Lord, ba't wala kang ginagawa? Yun sabi nila eh. Lord, ba't wala kang ginagawa? Ba't tulog ka lang? Lord, wala ka bang pakialam sa akin? Sometimes it's our response. Jesus, eto na nga yung problema ng pamilya namin. Ba't wala ka pang ginagawa? Pray naman ako ng pray. Jesus, hindi mo ba nakikita yung grades ko? Papagalitan ako ng magulang ko. Nag-aaral naman ako. Ba't pagising ko, nalimutan ko na? Sunog na yung kilay ko, Lord. Kaya nga, dinodrawing na lang. But you know, we come to Jesus and actually tell Him this question. And you know what? This question of saying, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? This is not actually a question to them. This is them telling Jesus, Lord, wala kang pakialam. Sometimes it's our response to Jesus when storms in life covers us and storms in our hearts form in us. So it's our response, Lord, wala kang pakialam sa akin. Hindi mo ko mahal. Lord, ba't yung buhay nila okay? Ba't yung buhay ko hindi? Andito naman ako ah. What fear is that? A fear that you might not be able to get out of this situation. A fear of the future. A fear of other people. Lord, ba't wala kang ginagawa? Nakikita mo na binubuli na ako. Ba't ganun pa rin araw-araw, Lord? Binigay ko na yung buhay ko sa'yo. Ba't wala kang ginagawa, Lord? Many different things. You might probably be going through right now because we're thinking walang ginagawa si Lord. This morning, I saw a picture, sa throwback picture ko, nung sa Facebook. Sabi doon, 6 years ago, lumabas to. Okay? Yan! Pakita mo na may award ko. I was part of a team that was second best in our thesis when I was in college. Okay? Sa TIP. Nakaka-bad trip yan kasi sabi dyan, in sincere appreciation and recognition of her active participation. Excuse me? Hindi pinalitan eh. Eh, pinost ng mami ko. Ma'am ko yung nag-post yan eh, okay? Si mama. She posted that. And I suddenly remembered one time when we were doing this thesis. Okay, sino mga nagtitesis dyan? You know? Oh, mukhang, ay, may eye bags. Okay. Ayos, tama lang yun, okay? When we were doing this thesis in my last year, in my last semester in TIP, may isa kaming kagrupo di tumutulong. Yung nakigrupo na nga lang, di naman namin barkada, ba't nakigrupo pa? Hindi ka na nga namin kaibigan, hindi ka pa tumutulong. Sino naiinis sa ganun, di ba? Hindi ko naman inaway. Singil ko lang na malaki. Pero nakakainis. Ba't di ka tumutulong? Ito na yung pinaghihirapan natin, oh. Tapos nung second best na, di ba, inawardan kami, umakit sa stage, nandun din. Okay? Na-forgive ko na siya, alright? Okay? So, kasi sabihin niyo, ano ba naman to? 6 years na, ganyan pa rin, okay? Pipish-pish ka dyan, okay? Na-forgive ko na siya. Pero at that very moment, grabe, inis na talaga ako. Lahat kami dito, nagtatrabaho, napupuyat at nag-aantay, gumagawa lang kung ano yung pwede namin gawin. Ikaw, di ka namin makita. Sometimes we think si Jesus walang ginagawa. Pero nagpapakahirap ako dito. Ba't tulog ka? But you know what? Jesus is not like that. Jesus is not a God who never helps. Or is not a God who just wants to help when He wants to help. Hindi ganun si Jesus. What did He do? Why was He sleeping? Verse 39, Jesus awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Ano nangyari? And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. Out of the storm, Jesus did something. But why was He sleeping? Why was He sleeping? Bakit nga ba siya natutulog? Because you know what? In His sleeping, Jesus showed that He was actually human as well. Diba sabi ko sa inyo kanina, He did ministry before going into the Sea of Galilee. Pagod siya, natulog siya. That's the truth. But also, in His sleeping, hindi sa walang ginagawa si Jesus. He knows what He is doing. In His sleeping, it proves that He was in control. Hindi niya kailangan mag-alala. He was in control. Kumbaga sa disciples, inisip niya, ba't nagtaka pa kayo? Eh talaga namang binabagyo to. And He was calm, He was just sleeping, kahit may bagyo. May kilala ba kayong gano'n, yung mantika matulog? Kahit anong sampal mo, di ba? Ayaw gumising. Pero alam niyo kung ano yung pinakamahirap gisingin? Yung nagtutulog-tulog. Si Jesus hindi siya ganun. Tulog lang talaga siya. Pagod siya. Alright? Nailusot pa eh. No? Tawan-tawa ako kasi nung narinig ko yun dati. Mahirap nga talaga. Okay. But Jesus, in His sleeping, proved that He was in control. But when Jesus woke up, He showed His divinity. He was Lord over creation. Ang ginawa niya, "This is my creation." Sabi niya, "Mawag yo, peace, be still." He also showed that He is in control. When He was sleeping, when He was awake, He was in control. Pinababa niya yung bagyo. In your situation right now, are you saying na Lord, tulog ka ba? Or do you not see that God is in control kahit di pa siya nagsasalita, kahit wala pa siyang ginagawa? They were in the storm. You are in a storm today. But Jesus, in His quietness, saying, "Isi ka lang," is preparing something great for you. If you think Jesus is sleeping, He's not. He is actually in control. Kaya relax lang si God. Sino ba may hawak ng buhay mo? Si God. Because if tayo lang yung may hawak ng buhay natin, well, babagsak nga talaga. Malulunod na sila. But you know what? Even in when the time comes, how many times have you seen God move in your life already? Na nalaman mo, Lord, hindi ka pala tulog. You've done something, you've done a miracle in our family and you provided. Thank you, Lord. You are in control. And how many times have you seen your grace being resurrected from the dead? How many times na parang, alam mo yon yung tinutulungan ka lang ni God kahit nag-e-exam ka na. And you were saying, Lord, thank you, you were in control. How many times in the past that you have seen God move in your life? You know what? God is not yet done. He's continually moving and doing a great miracle in your life. And He is not yet done. And if you have never experienced a miracle, you know what? You can experience a miracle today that comes from God. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to settle in the storms. You can trust God in your situation today. That's why, ano nangyari? Verse 41 says, and they were filled with great fear. So natakot ba sila ulit? No. That's why they said to one another, who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey Him? Even creation obey Him. The fear that the Bible is talking about at this very point is not a fear na kagaya nung meron sila kanina, natatakot silang mamatay, but it's a fear of amazement. It's respect. Na grabe, si Jesus nga talaga yung kasama natin. Lord nga talaga to. Yung natameme lang, walang masabi. Yung napanganga lang, ay, okay na. Ginalingan eh. Uwi na. Okay. How many times have you seen Jesus na ginalingan niya sa buhay mo? Hindi pa tapos si Lord. Hindi sila umuwi, dumiretso sila. You know what? God is able to do more miracles in your life. And nung nakita nila yon, I'm putting my faith in that guy. I'm putting my faith in Jesus. If He can calm the storm, He calms the storm in my heart, He can calm anything. He can do anything. Why do I have to be afraid when I have Jesus in my life through the storms? Would you put your faith in Jesus? Because this is His promise. John 16:33. Last verse. Sabi ni Jesus dito, basahin nga natin sabay-sabay. 1, 2, 3, go. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Promise pala ni Jesus, may bagyong dadating. Parang walang natuwa talaga. No? Hindi mo kasi nakatuwa. The good thing about this is this. Take heart, Jesus has overcome the world. He has already done it on the cross. If He has won, He has won over sin and death. How can He not calm the storms in your life today? If there's one point that I'd like to leave to you, it's this. In the midst of storms in life, keep calm and put your faith in Jesus. Keep calm. Easy lang, relax ka lang. Yes, there's a storm, but Jesus is with you. He can calm the storm. Amen? Let me tell you this, that a cell phone, okay, is fragile. Tama? A cell phone is fragile. That's why whenever you have to leave it in another place, it has to be stable. Kasi kung iiwan ko lang dito sa ibabaw ng mic, alam ko malalaglag yan. Tama? Sino na ba nabasagan ng cell phone dito? Okay, kahit iwan ko nandyan yan, okay, maya-maya, pag nagtatatalo na yung music, di malalaglag na yan. Tama? That's why you have to put it on something stable para kahit anong iwan natin dyan, okay lang yan. Di masisira yan. Faith is like that. It's fragile. Faith is fragile and it's such a way. One day it's big, one day it's great, but on another, it's broken. I've seen many people, it's sad to say, I've seen them serve God, big in their faith, jump around, make disciples, and then one day storms came into their lives, troubles came into their lives, and then went away. Sad as it may seem, but it happens. If it hasn't happened to you, probably it has happened to your friend. Nakita mo yun. Faith is fragile. Kailangan may pagpatungan na stable. Let me ask you this. Where is your faith put on right now? Saan ba nakapatong yan? It's important that yes, faith can be big. But it's not how big faith is that matters more. What matters more is who is the object of your faith. Saan nakalagay yung buhay mo? Saan nakalagay ngayon yung tiwala mo? If it's not God, then that's unstable. God is the one who's unchanging, stable, faithful forever. And sometimes that's why we're afraid kasi pinagkakatiwalaan natin sarili natin, pinagkakatiwalaan natin yung ibang tao, probably yung future mo, doon ka nagtitiwala. When you trust God, you have a firm foundation. You can put your faith in Him always. Would you bow down right now? Come to God right now in worship. What are the storms in your life right now? What are the storms in your life today? And would you just come? Come to God. Say, Lord, nandito ako. Laki ng problema. Titiwala ako sa'yo. Would you do that in worship right now? In singing to God and acknowledging, Lord, calm the storm. Who among you here, you're in the midst of storm today. Problema. Masyadong malaki. And you're afraid. Would you raise your hand? Thank you, Lord. You see these people. You know what they're going through. And you are with them. Said in the Bible, you will never leave them nor forsake them. Whatever they are afraid of today, Lord God, calm it down, Lord, so that they would be able to see, Lord, nandito ka nga, Lord. And in many different trials, probably, that they are facing today or tomorrow and the next days, Lord, you're still there, God. Be God and save them over these situations, Lord God. Yes, storms in life would probably be normal, but Lord, let us put our faith and our trust and our lives in you, God, knowing that you are the answer. You alone could be the answer to our prayers, God. You are in control. Just as you are in control in storms, you are in control in our lives, God. We come to you, God. Speak thankfulness. We don't have to fear. We can put our faith in you. We can be confident that you are with us, God. Thank you, Lord. As we face the day, as we face all our problems, we could say, we could believe that you have already said, peace, be still to this storm of life that we are facing. And you would overcome because you have overcome the world, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.